What if I told you a technology market valued at about $810 million this year is projected to hit over $32 billion by 2033? That's a 40-fold increase in just 7 years. This isn't a hypothetical. It's the forecast for perovskite solar cells, a technology that is rapidly moving from the lab to full-scale commercial production. This week, we're tracking a flurry of developments that signal a major inflection point in the global energy landscape, with massive implications for Western industry. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that shapes strategy. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we are focused entirely on one topic, the global race to commercialize perovskite solar technology. We're seeing a massive industrial push from China, a determined commercial response from U.S. and European companies, and strategic government intervention designed to build a new domestic manufacturing base. The efficiency records are falling, the pilot lines are firing up, and the first major sales contracts are being signed. For manufacturers, traders, and technology executives, the next 12 months will be critical.
Let's start in China, Troy. We're seeing a cascade of announcements, particularly from the solar giant LONGi. What exactly are they doing?
On August 14th, LONGi Green Energy announced a 204 million RMB investment, about $28 million, to build a 100-megawatt pilot production line for perovskite silicon tandem solar cells. This is a direct move to translate their recent laboratory breakthroughs into scalable manufacturing.
And their breakthroughs have been significant, right? I saw a headline number that seemed almost unbelievable.
It is. In July, LONGi achieved a world record 35.5% conversion efficiency for their tandem cells, certified by the U.S. National Renewable Energy Laboratory. To put that in context, high-end commercial silicon panels today are in the 22 to 24% range. This technology leapfrogs the theoretical limits of silicon alone.
So, how does this directly affect U.S. and European solar manufacturers?
This is an existential threat and a massive opportunity. The threat is that China, led by giants like LONGi and others like Renshine Solar, who just hit a record 24% efficiency on a large 810 square centimeter module, is moving to industrialize a technology that could make a significant portion of current Western production uncompetitive on an efficiency basis. European manufacturers of high-efficiency cells must accelerate their own tandem R&D or risk being leapfrogged.
And for trading companies and distributors?
They need to start planning for a bifurcated market. High-volume, cost-sensitive projects may stick with traditional silicon for a few years, but high-value installations where space is a premium, like residential rooftops and commercial buildings, will demand these higher-efficiency tandem modules. Sourcing from these new Chinese pilot lines, like the one from Guangji Lunong that just started production on August 18th, will be key, but it comes with geopolitical risk.
So what's the actionable insight here?
Western executives need to immediately evaluate their PV technology roadmaps. If you're a manufacturer, you must have a perovskite tandem strategy, either through in-house R&D or partnerships. If you're a major buyer or distributor, you need to engage with these emerging leaders to understand their production timelines, reliability data, and pricing for 2027 and 2028. This isn't a future technology anymore. The industrialization has begun.
So China's clearly making an aggressive play to dominate the next generation of solar, but the West isn't standing still. We saw a major announcement from US-based Tandem PV.
A major announcement is an understatement. On August 14th, Tandem PV announced it has secured approximately $1 billion in letters of intent for its perovskite silicon tandem modules. They've already shipped their first production quality panels from their new demonstration factory in California and will begin revenue-generating sales later this year.
$1 billion in LOIs is a massive vote of confidence from the market. What is their technology promise?
They're promising a 30-year warranty and a degradation rate of less than 1% annually, targeting gigawatt-scale mass production by 2028. This directly counters the primary concern with perovskites, long-term stability. This demonstrates a path to bankability.
And we're seeing similar commercial moves in Europe?
Yes. UK-based Oxfree PV, which operates its pilot line in Germany, just appointed Matthew Meffert, a former executive from First Solar, as its new chief commercial officer. This is a clear signal that they are shifting from R&D to an aggressive sales and market entry phase. Their public roadmap targets 27% module efficiency by 2027 and 30% by 2030.
So for European manufacturers, this signals that a local champion is gearing up to compete directly with Chinese imports.
Precisely.
It creates an opportunity for a European supply chain. For U.S. manufacturers, the success of companies like Tandem PV and SoFab Inks, a specialty material supplier that just raised $6 million, proves that a domestic ecosystem is viable. They are solving core material science issues, like replacing unstable fullerene layers with metal oxide nanoparticles, which is key to reliability.
What should Western trading companies take away from this?
The emergence of credible U.S. and European suppliers like Candom PV and Oxford PV changes the sourcing equation. It offers a hedge against supply chain disruptions and tariffs associated with Chinese-made goods. Distributors should be opening dialogues now to secure capacity for 2027-2028 delivery, as these initial production runs will be highly sought after.
And the actionable insight for executives?
If you are in the energy or advanced material sectors, these Western companies represent prime partnership, investment, or acquisition targets. For large energy consumers, engaging with Tandem PV or Oxford PV on pilot projects provides a first-mover advantage and a chance to lock in next-generation technology. The market is validating these companies now.
Troy, these commercial moves are impressive, but they seem to be happening in parallel with a very deliberate push from the U.S. government. What is the strategy there?
The U.S. Department of Energy is executing a clear, multi-pronged strategy to build a domestic perovskite industry and overcome the technology's core hurdles. They've identified the four key challenges: efficiency, stability, reproducibility, and cost-effectiveness.
How are they tackling those?
Through a series of targeted funding programs. The Solar Energy Technologies Office, or SETO, is funding R&D to develop manufacturing processes for 27% efficient tandem cells. Crucially, they are also funding work on stability, using novel materials like self-assembled monolayers to improve adhesion and block moisture.
This sounds like fundamental early-stage research.
It is, but it's paired with a powerful commercialization engine. The DOE has launched the $3 million American-made perovskite Statter Prize. This competition is designed specifically to move world-class research out of national labs and universities and into new U.S. startups, providing winners with $700,000 in cash to scale up.
So they're building the industrial base from the ground up. What does this mean for existing U.S. manufacturers?
It means there is a clear federal partner ready to de-risk the transition to this new technology. Companies should be actively seeking DOE grants and partnerships to fund their own pilot lines in R&D. The government is creating a competitive advantage for domestic production by focusing heavily on validation and bankability.
What do you mean by validation and bankability?
It's the key to unlocking project finance. The DOE is establishing standardized testing protocols based on international standards like IEC 61215. This means running modules through damp heat tests, thermal cycling, and UV exposure to prove they can survive 20 to 30 years in the field. A DOE-validated testing protocol gives investors the confidence to fund large-scale deployments.
What's the bottom line for Western executives watching this?
The U.S. government is sending an unambiguous signal. It wants a domestic perovskite manufacturing industry and is willing to fund the R&D, support the startups, and create the standards to make it happen. Executives should align their strategies with these federal programs. This is the moment to engage, apply for funding, and help shape the standards for the domestic market. Don't wait for the technology to be fully mature. The race is happening now.
So, Troy, let's bring this all together. It's been a massive week for perovskite solar. What are the key strategic takeaways for our listeners in the U.S. and Europe?
I see three critical takeaways this week. First, the era of Chinese industrialization of next-generation solar has officially begun. LONGi's move from lab records to a 100-megawatt pilot line is a direct competitive challenge on both efficiency and future cost. Western firms must accelerate or be left behind.
Second, the Western commercial response is real and gaining momentum.
Exactly. With Tandem PV securing $1 billion in purchase intentions and Oxford PV building out its commercial leadership team, we are seeing the birth of a viable U.S. and European supply chain for this advanced technology. These companies are now de-risked enough for serious partnership discussions.
And the third takeaway focuses on government action.
Yes, the U.S. Department of Energy is not leaving this to chance. It is strategically intervening to build a domestic industry by funding R&D, nurturing startups, and most importantly, creating the reliability and testing standards required for market confidence. This is a clear industrial policy in action. The actionable insight is to align with it.
A fascinating look at a technology at a crucial tipping point.
Thanks, Troy. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us next week as we analyze the latest developments in industrial automation and supply chain logistics.
We encourage you to visit our website, troy-tech-intel.com, for links to the source material we discussed today.
Don't forget to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss your weekly strategic briefing. Until next time, I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. Thank you for listening.